Welcome to How to Love and Accept Yourself, Lesson 1, Introduction. My name is Linda Bjork. I'm an author of several self-help books, including You Got This, An Action Plan to Calm Fear, Anxiety, Worry, and Stress, Crushed, A Journey Through Depression, and others. I'm also the founder and executive director of Hope for Healing, a nonprofit charity designed to help people become their best selves. Learning to love and accept yourself is the foundation for building confidence and self-esteem. This course is designed to help people learn how to do that. Today's lesson is an introduction of why learning to like yourself matters, what difference does it make, and what makes me qualified to talk about this subject. Well, if you've ever struggled with the idea of liking yourself, loving yourself, and accepting yourself, I get it. I understand how that feels. I spent the majority of my life believing that I was unworthy and undeserving of love. I knew that there was love in the world, but I thought that was for those who were worthy of that love, and I simply wasn't one of those lucky enough to have fate smile upon them. Why did I believe this? Mostly, it was because of events in my early years that I interpreted and misinterpreted. I was 6 years old when I made the conclusion that I wasn't worthy and deserving of love, and that belief system would remain with me and define my world for the next 40 years. So, how did this belief system affect me? My self-esteem was pretty near zero. It's interesting that after deciding I wasn't good enough, no amount of success or accomplishment could convince my mind that I was enough. The decision had been made, period. It didn't matter that I performed at Disneyland with my choir or performed on stage in dance performances and in musicals. It didn't matter when I received trophies for debate competitions. It didn't matter that I graduated at the top of my class and spoke at graduation. It didn't matter that I received a 4-year full tuition scholarship. It didn't matter when I graduated college with honors. It didn't matter when I served in community and church leadership positions. It didn't matter that I had a wonderful husband and raised a beautiful family. It didn't matter what I did, because I had already decided that I wasn't good enough when I was 6 years old, and that belief system remained solidly in place. I wasn't consciously aware of what I was doing or where those feelings were coming from, but those underlying beliefs ruled my world. So, from experience, I'm going to share an observation. If you are feeling frustrated that no matter what you do and no matter how hard you try, you still feel that you are not good enough, those feelings are coming from inside of you. That idea is coming from inside of you. It is an idea that you believe to be true, and subconsciously you defend and protect that idea, regardless of outside circumstances. In this situation, we're typically waiting for something to change from the outside. Once I'm accepted by the cool kids, or once I look like a supermodel, or drive this kind of car, or wear these kinds of clothes, or make this amount of money, or whatever, then we assume things will change and we'll feel good enough. But that simply isn't true. We're hoping that things will change from the outside in, but it doesn't actually work that way. Things change from the inside out. So if you're struggling with feelings that you're not good enough, the thing that needs to change is on the inside. It is how you feel about yourself. Please listen to the next lesson. We'll all begin sharing tools that can help us change from the inside out. We'll begin by finding the root or source of the problem. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by author and researcher Brené Brown. She says, "The truth is, belonging starts with self-acceptance. Your level of belonging, in fact, can never be greater than your level of self-acceptance. Because believing that you're enough is what gives you the courage to be authentic, vulnerable, and imperfect.